The China Doll by Bonita Hele. When my older brother was 13, he had an unusual hobby. We called it dumpster diving. A nearby apartment complex housed college students from around the country. And at the end of the school year, the students would discard everything they didn't want to haul home with them, including a few items that still had some value. My brother capitalized on the opportunity. One day, he brought home a China doll plant, which he gave to me. My mom, who has a green thumb, said it was a good find. I moved it to my room and would set it out on the front porch every few days for some sunshine. After I'd had the plant for a few months, its leaves started drooping and then falling off. Within a couple of weeks, there were no leaves left. When I asked my mom what was wrong, she said it might have gone into hibernation. A plant without leaves held no interest for me, so I put it in the backyard with my mom's other potted plants. It stayed there for quite some time, leafless and forlorn. One day, my mom brought a plant to my room. Yes, it was my China doll, and there were tiny sprouts at the tips of its branches. Over the next weeks, the sprouts grew into new shoots and leaves, and eventually my plant was in full bloom again. This cycle continued over the years. I eventually moved away from home and left the China doll with my mom and her green thumb. In one letter, my mom wrote, "I thought your China doll had finally died. I almost tossed it, but you know how I hate to throw away a plant. I waited a while, and sure enough, it grew back fuller than ever." The following spring, I went to visit my mom. She had more time for gardening now that most of her kids had moved away, and the backyard was beautiful, full of aromatic rose bushes and flower-covered arbors and trellises. There on the porch, transplanted into a bigger pot, sat my China doll. It was at least 4 feet tall. They say that one man's trash is another man's treasure. That China doll will always hold a special place in my heart. Not because I'm sentimental about a plant, but because it taught me to hope. As I begin the new year, some things seem to be hibernating, a few dreams and goals. But with the sunshine of God's love, the water of His word, and a little of His tender loving care, they will blossom in His good time. If He causes a simple plant to begin anew and grow stronger year by year, how much more can we expect Him to do for us, whom He loves dearly and for whom He created all the rest?